permit per the state regs. So she'll need the soils evaluation.
Hopefully I can answer that question when I come back next month.
Any other questions for the applicant? We will see you on February 11th.
Thank you, guys. Have a good night.
We are now at old and new business, and on the agenda we've got Taney County Guidance Code, Special Use Section 4.8, Medical Marijuana.
I know typically the Planning Commission looks at amendments in February, and I think that in your packet, I hope I alluded to it, I meant to, that I would consider going over these next few months because the state actually hasn't come out with what their full guidelines are going to be. I found an article today that said they had over 250 applications for various dispensaries and testing facilities and manufacturing plants throughout the state. But I found an article that said that Jefferson City, Cole County, Callaway County officials said much remains to be determined as the Department of Health and Senior Services fleshes out the rules for governing medical marijuana facilities. So we could have possibly a thing or two we need to add or change on these, but I wanted to start getting them out in front of you. I won't read through each one of these. I'll read the highlights. This, I added in a special use section. It's right behind 4.7, which is the nightly rental regs, which were the last ones added. So it's a 4.8 section. It's medical marijuana facilities, which would include dispensaries, infused products, manufacturing facility, and then a testing facility. 4.8.1 is an additional information that would be considered within the application. Talks about safety and security plan, a description of methods to use and contain all the odors, waste disposal plan, the plant waste or infused product waste, and then the days and hours of operation. And I compiled this after going through this many different state ones. I mean, I've got an inch thick folder that I've been working off of from other states, cities, and I tried to stay with counties because the city ones seem to be different. Of course, then compliance with the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services. 8.3 would be the location. Can't be in a trailer, cargo container, mobile, modular home, recreational vehicle, or other motorhome. Security, the facility shall be enclosed, freestanding, secure building, electronic locking system, electronic surveillance. Setback distance, the 1,000 feet seemed to be the common. I found some that were 500 feet. I did find one that was farther. I think it's 1,500 feet. But the 1,000 feet seemed to be the common distance. But these are all subject to you guys' approval and passing on to the county commission. No residence, no person could reside in or permit anybody to reside in a medical marijuana facility. And then ventilation, this one was the one that seemed to be the overwhelming factor. Some counties that didn't hardly have any regulation, this is one that they all had. Is an air infiltration system that prevents the odor from being detectable. Signage would be there'd be no advertising signs other than one flush wall sign that wouldn't associate with marijuana, cannabis, or any other words unless it had the word immediately following that as medical. And then the dispensary put in section 8.9 some specific conditions. Such as they can't be on the same facility as a growing or processing or testing site. shall have a single secure public entrance. Permitted hours, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., not any farther out than that, 12 hours. And then American Marijuana Dispensary shall not have a drive-through window, not have outdoor seating area, not have outdoor vending machines, shall prohibit the administering of or the consumption of medical marijuana on the premises, and not offer direct or home delivery. And then 8.10 is the buffer. This is the exact section out of the nightly rental Appendix H, Section 6. Then the certificate of compliance, then any other additional requirements. Randy, has the city of Branson had any further discussions on theirs? Okay, because I haven't heard of any either. So I would suggest just taking these and reading them, do your own research to see, and I continue, I was on there today. There's a huge convention in St. Louis, 1st of March, if anybody wants to go. They expect 1,500 people. The guy from the health department that's heading this up for them is the head speaker. So, then the second page I gave you is just definitions. Those definitions came primarily from the Amendment 2. But these are not in our current guidance code, so we would need to add those so they'd be relevant to what we were talking about in Amendment 4.8. I have sent the initial 4.8 to the county council, and he said it looked like a good start. Look at other people's amendments, which that's what I had done. So I'd bring these back to you next month, and if we had any changes or not, then I'd go ahead and send them to council. If you remember, the approval process is that you guys would approve these amendments with any changes that you'd make, and we'd pass those to the county commission. And then the county commission would either approve them as sent or make amendments, changes to the amendments themselves, send them back to the planning commission.
Is the state offering any guidance for the counties?
Not yet. They were trying their whole gear. They were gearing up just to get these applications out and get some people in place. I had read an article that the application fee was to raise the funds to hire the people to start getting the process going. So,
makes sense.
Yeah, because application fee ranged from $5,000 to $10,000. So.
Has there been any mention about cash sales?
Cash sales? I think it's all cash sales, didn't it? Probably. What do you mean by cash sales?
Well, I know they can't go through the drive-thru and pay cash, but I just wondered if there had been any provisions made for cash sales where there would be no tracking of the money as easily.
Oh, they track what I've read. They track that plant from the seed to the final person.
Much, I mean.
There'll be so many inspections on the facilities, they'll track.
Somebody I was talking to said they showed a picture of a plant, and it literally looked like it had sticky notes on it. It's basically like a serial number on this part of the plant. This bud was serial numbers, and that's how they track every.
Well, I figured it had been covered. I'm sure I wouldn't be the first one to think about this thing, but it crossed my mind.
That's all I had on that.
Well, Scott, I appreciate you being proactive and getting that information to us to start the process. Anything else to come before the commission? If not, do we have a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Got a motion? Motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Motion is adjourned, or meeting is adjourned.